You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Ian Gollaher, pastor of our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale, British Columbia. Missing the cross, that's our theme. And on this week, as we lead up to Calvary, as we remember the death of our Lord Jesus, we want to make sure that you do not miss the cross. You will miss the cross if you neglect the fact that the Lord's death was a ransom for sin. The Lord was very clear when he said, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." That was Matthew 20, verse 28. This term is in the same category with the term redemption. The whole account of the gospel is based on the Lord redeeming his people from the curse of sin. This is the language of the marketplace, where things are bought and sold. The ransom money released a slave, the servant, or the thing from one owner's possession into the possession of another new owner. Now, do not think that a ransom was paid to the devil to set us free from our sins. The ransom to the devil was the old false notion of the Seventh-day Adventists. They based it on the two goats theory, one that died and the other was carried away into the wilderness. And the Seventh-day Adventists expounded this as paying off the devil. God owed the devil nothing, nothing but punishment. In the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was offering up himself in body and blood as payment for sin. Think on 1 Peter 1, verses 18-19, where it says that we are redeemed not by silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ, the blood of a lamb as without blemish and without spot. The ransom was paid to the righteous character of God, who demanded payment for sin. The death of Christ was the price paid to release us from sin's guilt and place us into the ownership of God's family and kingdom. The idea of ransom by purchase, or redeeming, that's the Bible word for bought, is found throughout the Old Testament in hundreds of texts, and in the New Testament too it is found. Galatians 4:5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Or in Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. And then the term bought is also found in Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And so we find the clear evidence for ransom, for purchasing, redeeming of our souls, making us right to dwell with God. That's the work of Christ that he accomplished on the cross. Here's the hymn, "The blessed peace of Christ my bosom fills. The Father's smiling face I see. With love divine my happy spirit thrills, for Jesus' blood has ransomed me. The blood of Jesus ransomed me. He paid my debt and set me free. Where'er I go, the world shall know the blood of Jesus ransomed me. He floods my pathway with a heavenly light. He caused my blinded eyes to see. From thrall of Satan and from sin's dark night, the blood of Jesus ransomed me. He grants me grace to foil the tempter's art. He gives me strength to meet the foe. He makes his dwelling place within my heart. He's with me wheresoe'er I go. When time on earth for me shall be no more, and I in heaven his face shall see, I'll sing his praises on that blissful shore and tell how Jesus ransomed me."